is Proverbs chapter 11. Second place, Luke chapter 6. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. The ushers do have Bibles. They're passing by. If you've been in this church for any length of time, you ought to have your own Bible by now. I'm not trying to read your mail, but you ought to have one by now. It'll do you a lot of good, praise the Lord. There's some good news in here. Let's look at Luke first. In Luke chapter 6. Over in Luke's Gospel chapter 6, he said in verse 46, "And why call me ye Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Isn't that something? I mean, we have got to read the word with our hearts and minds set that we're going to do what we read. If it says love your neighbor, love your neighbor. If it says husband, love your wives, wives, reverence your husbands, do it. It's if it says give and it shall be given unto you, I do it. Because you can't go wrong doing what God said. Look what it says here. Verse 47. "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them," I'm going to show you who he's like. "He's like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house, upon that house, and it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built his house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Now, he's not talking about housing projects here. He's talking about lives. And the issue is not the storm. The issue is the foundation. Because the Bible says in everybody's life, a little rain is going to fall. So things are going to come against us that are adverse. Things perhaps that we didn't plan or so forth and so on. And what happened is there is a house here was built on sand. In this economic view, the sand is the world system. So you can actually build a house on sand on the world system that when hurricanes or storms or economic disasters come, that house will fall. Now, God never planned on your house falling. He plans on your house to not only stay up, but be a refuge for other folk who don't know how to build a house. So here, he is saying that what you want to do is make sure that your house is built on a foundation. Now, how do you get the foundation? You do what he said. Not just hear it. You have to start practicing what God said. Now, it takes a little bit longer. We are believing God for a debt-free home. It took a little longer. Yeah, we rented a home first and so forth. Might say, well, you could have done it and so forth and so on. No, I'm working on something. So I kept going, kept confessing the word, kept believing God, so forth and so on. Pretty soon, revelation came. Revelation came, boom, get a house debt-free. Hallelujah. Say amen to that. Now, my point to you is that it took a little longer. And sometimes when it's taken a little longer and you're putting a foundation, other folk may laugh at you while you build. But listen, don't be moved by other folk. What you got to do is know that the word always works. Now look at Proverbs chapter 11, please. Proverbs chapter 11. I remember I was talking to a man of God. If I call his name, you'd know it. He said to me, we were believing God for something. He said, are you believing for it by faith? I said, yeah. He said, it takes a little longer, don't it? I said, sure it does. Praise the Lord. I thought it was a little humor. Praise God. Okay, look what it said in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. There is that scattereth, and yet increases. And there is that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. In other words, the world says, grab all you can, put it in the can, dig a hole, put the can in it, and guard the hole. But that's interesting what God says. He says the next part in verse 25, a liberal soul shall be made fat. Look at your neighbor and say, hello, fat soul. No, don't do that. Don't do it. And he that watereth shall be watered himself. Now, this is not a gimmick. This is the way God planned things. The word says, person who's stingy, who clutches everything, eventually will lose everything he's got. But God says, a liberal soul, one who gives away, he shall be made prosperous, fruitful. Now, I understand the world doesn't teach this. You can only learn this in church. Because you can't learn that down there on that in the system of the world that they teach perhaps in most classrooms. But God is teaching you how to do it God's way. He's teaching you how to make it so when the storm does come, the storm won't touch your house. So no longer are you going to decide not to do something because you don't have enough money. Because all you have to do is you have a need, you sow a seed. And God will never violate his biblical laws. God never forgets a seed. Ooh, that's worth something right there. So if you're not thinking this way, change your thinking. Change your thinking. I did with mine. Remember, I did it with 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, chapter 9 and verse 8 in the Amplified. God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to me in abundance that always, under all circumstances, whatever the need, be self-sufficient, having enough to require no aid or support and furnish in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Look at that. Just like the Word of God. And I walk down the street, broke as I don't know what, but walking down the street, saying that verse, all the way to the post office. Why wasn't I riding? Because they had stole the car. So I'm right, but I'm not discouraged, because it takes maybe a little bit longer, but look at me now. Thank you. Give the Lord a praise and prepare your tithes and your offerings, will you?